Welcome back to the Steve Huber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. Take a deep breath right now and step away from the big headlines and have a little bit of fun now with our good friend Tom Colson from Liberty Coin Service. Tom, good to see you again.
Thank you, Steve. Good to see you.
Keep in mind, if you have any coins, collectibles, things that you found along the way, bought, inherited, whatever, Tom is the man to tell you what it's worth. Coins at SteveGruber.com, the place to send those pictures, and we'll get to that. But first, I see the Fed's going to raise interest rates again, Tom. Maybe a half percent again, pushing the loans on houses and used cars. Your credit card interest rates are all going to go way up. And I bring this to your attention, as you already know, but because of gold and silver and other, you know, hard precious metals, how does that impact the value of metals?
Well, the knee-jerk reaction is that it usually creates a damper in price on gold and silver. Raised rates, in theory, imply that things like U.S. debt become more attractive because they're paying a higher interest rate. But generally, in the longer term, it doesn't seem to have a whole lot of effect at all. And we've seen a little bit of weakness in metals over the last week. Gold testing $1,800, silver testing $20. And this, I think, is kind of in anticipation of maybe greater rate hikes than we thought were going to happen when the Fed last met. But already gold and silver are starting to rebound. We're back up to around $18.40 this morning and around $20.40. So at least for the short time, it looks like things are starting to rebound.
So a rate hike could suppress the price of gold and silver a little bit. And it sort of maybe makes it a buyer's market.
Yeah, in the short run, it often does suppress the price of metals for several days. But then lately, and I'm talking a track record over the last decade, usually after a rate hike, things do go back up after, you know, a couple of weeks or so.
Well, let me ask you this, as it relates to the economy. A lot of people now talking about a much more serious recession on the horizon. Depends on who you listen to, of course. But I pay attention to that because I wonder about what's going to happen when the Fed raises rates. You end up with people losing jobs. 2, 3, 4 million people could be out of a job 6 months down the line. What does that mean for the commodities like gold and silver?
Again, a lot of times that will present short-term weakness for metals. Because you've got people maybe liquidating assets because out of necessity or just for alternative things. And unfortunately, gold and silver are one of the more stable assets to liquidate, so they often get sold first. But again, once that gets sold into the market and it's just so-called strong hands holding it, a lot of times then you, again, see the price firm up or keep going up. Right. And then, again, the longer trend seems to always be upward just because of the general inflation that keeps happening over time.
Generally, over time, over 100 years, it continues to go up and up and up, sometimes faster than other times. All right, Tom. I didn't realize the popularity of coins from the Philippines until we spoke about it just a short time ago. But again, if you've got coins or collectibles you want to be evaluated here on the program, send us pictures, coins at SteveGruber.com, and we'll sit here and visit with Tom. So, first coin up today is what I thought at first blush was an American quarter because it says United States of America on the back of it. This is the first thing that I saw. And you said, no, Steve, you're mistaken. What is this I'm seeing?
Well, that's a Filipino 50-centavo from 1907. It was actually made in America at the San Francisco Mint as we made all their coinage for a number of years and exported it over there when Philippines was a territory of the United States. A really interesting thing about this coin, it looks like it's in pretty rough shape, but it might be one of the coins that was sea salvaged from Manila Bay during World War II. When the Japanese were about to overrun the Philippines, they emptied out the treasury in Manila and they dumped all the coins that they had into Manila Bay so that the Japanese couldn't get them.
Really?
Yep.
And so some are still there, I assume.
Yeah, and over the decades, a number of them have been recovered, and they're actually kind of a fun memento of World War II when you get one of those.
Wow. So how deep is the bay? I mean, they made it, put it out of reach of the Japanese, apparently.
They did, although it was shallow enough that divers could go down there and recover them, and there's actually, if you research it, a story about the Japanese knew this, and they initiated recovery attempts of the coinage by using prisoner of war labor. They had American divers go down there and recover stuff along with other Filipinos as well.
quite a story. All right. How about the next coin now? Also, Philippine. Now, you say that, man, this takes me back. It's like I'm seeing the headlines from the 1980s. Marcos, not very popular in the end, but he was there with Ronald Reagan on this coin. What do you see here?
He was. That's a commemorative coin. It's a 25 peso coin. It's actually made in the United States, but not by the United States Mint. It's made by the Franklin Mint, which is a private company that issues coins on foreign countries' behalves. And that coin is very popular because of Ronald Reagan being on it, and Ferdinand Marcos as well, I guess. Those are something that are pretty collectible. Silver values maybe $10 or $15, but they sell for usually $80 to $125 roughly for coins in the original.
Well, they are popular then, aren't they? All right, we've got one more here before we run out of time today. Something very different. What am I looking at here?
That's a Filipino one centavo, also made by the United States Mint. I also believe at the San Francisco Mint during World War II. It's dated 1944, I think. And this is another example of coinage that was struck in the U.S. on the Philippines' behalf. In this case, because the war effort, they didn't have the machinery or the equipment to do it, so the U.S. did it on their behalf as well. Those are pretty common World War II souvenir, and in the trade for about 50 cents or a dollar in that condition.
Popular stuff, though, from the Philippines. I love that story about Manila Bay. And well, there could still be lots of coins at the bottom if you've got a tank and some time, I suppose. Once again, if you've got something of interest, a collectible, a coin, whatever it is, send it to coins@stevegruber.com, coins@stevegruber.com. And Tom, he is the curator of all of these things, and he'll let us know what it's worth. Tom Colson, thank you, as always, for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a break here. It is the Steve Gruber Show. You can also find out more at stevegruber.com. SteveGruber.com. I'll be back after this. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.